What are the smells that, if you had a choice, you know, of the five things that you could always smell for the rest of your life, you would never say no to? What are the smells that trigger both happy and sad memories in you? Smells of food. Danny Vallant is here. We're going to talk about some fascinating new research from the psychiatry department at Penn State College of Medicine. Welcome to Afternoons, Danny.
Hi, Claire. Good to be here.
So powerful smells. I'm thinking my mum's Dutch apple tart. I'm thinking a roast that my father used to do on a Sunday. What about you?
For me, one of the most powerful ones is freshly baked biscuits, which takes me back to exciting trips to the orthodontist when I was a kid, because I was allowed to have a biscuit after undergoing torture. So that's a funny one to take me back. For me, it's also definitely anything slow cooked or chicken soup, which reminds me of feeling sick, but also of getting better. So it's a little bit of a double-layered memory, I suppose.
Denny, what do we know about the relationship between smells and memory?
Well, we know something, we don't know as much as I'm sure we're going to know in the future. It's a very rich area of research, but it's about brain anatomy is what we know that it's got to do with brain anatomy, why smells can take us so powerfully back to emotion and memory. And it's about the location of the olfactory bulb. It starts in the nose and it runs along the base of the brain, which takes it to two areas of the brain associated with memory and emotion. So that's the hippocampus and the amygdala. And visual and auditory information don't pass as closely to those centres. So it is thought that it's that proximity that creates these strong
So
associations.
these are very old, ancient parts of our brain, and these are very old, ancient senses. I mean, a sense of smell would have, perhaps, if we think back to our cave person selves, that would have been essential for our survival, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, what smell is these activation of these chemical receptors in the nose, but also as you mentioned, in other parts of the body. So, they do have this a safety function, but then they do let us, you know, experience all these other elements as well. So it's really rich, and you know, multi-layered, multifaceted.
It's not just smells of food either. If we sort of take the conversation broader, it could be you know, the smell of spring in Melbourne.
Absolutely. Or the smell of rain on a hot pavement is, you know, very redolent for me. It just, you know, it just, yeah, takes you back to Saturday afternoons, kicking a footy on the road, things like that. So yeah, the smell is very powerful and very, very connected.
Give us a buzz if you want to share a smell that's something that you carry with you, a very evocative smell, perhaps about food, but perhaps of something else, a smell that evokes a memory. 1300 222 774, or you can text 0437 774 774. I've spoken about this before, Danny, but I was once in Seattle. I was at a museum of sorts, a music museum. And there was a ride in there that was called the James Brown ride. Now, I'm someone who's my sense of smell has always been one of my very, very strongest senses. I'm the sort of person who will smell a book, or I unconsciously sort of sniff everything just before I eat it. It's like people pointed out, it's one of those funny anomalies, right? So I'm in this ride, and it's the James Brown ride. I'm the only one in it. You strap yourself down, it's audio visual. You're watching a movie of James Brown, and the seats are moving in time with the movie, and then they release a scent that's supposed to smell like the night air in a kind of Lionel Richie film clip style of, you know, all night long. It's sort of the smell you would imagine there, but it was so synthetic and confusing. I'm not used to smelling things in film situations, that it was really sort of off-putting.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the sandwich store that you might go past, who are said to excrete a false sense of smoke, of baked bread in order to sell more product.
Yes, well, that you've touched on this, the issue of scent marketing, which is a growing field. So it is, I suppose, as soon as you discover something about the human, someone else will try to sell something to that exact factor. So scent marketing is exactly as you say. It's the bread or the freshly baked biscuit smell that's coming in out of a shopping center. It's the reason that a real estate agent will tell you to put a loaf of bread in the oven before you open for inspection
and have a bowl of lemons that you prick.
Yeah. all that sort of stuff. So cafes can purchase scents which will be pumped at, you know, strategic places, at perhaps at their doorway, perhaps at the counter, and that will be perhaps the smell of coffee, the smell of freshly baked muffins. It's really interesting. I mean, I read a great story from Starbucks, which was about this very well, a good seller, a cheese sandwich, uh-huh. but the smell was so good that it overpowered the smell of coffee. Now, they didn't like that. So they had an aroma task force get onto the case to change the composition of this cheese sandwich so that, yes, it was still delicious, it still sold well, but the aroma of coffee, which was their, you know, A game, was, you know, came back to the fore.
Fascinating.
So it's fascinating, yeah.
I'm going to get to some calls in a moment of people who are nominating their favourite or you know, high memory senses, smells. 1300 222 774, the number to call. Denny, I mentioned in the, I guess, the forward chat about our conversation that they say our liver has the ability to retain smell memory. Now, what did I mean by that?
Well, you said kidney, which I think is what you meant.
And kidney, excuse me.
Yeah, but perhaps our liver can too, because this is a growing area of research. And so far, all I know about is kidneys. Perhaps livers are well on top of it as well. But so basically, you know,
thinking about bacon and liver, and bacon and liver and onions that my dad used to call, cook how odd.
Liver would be a smell. It does take you back to, because it's very, very potent.
It really does.
So what our sort of olfactory receptors are is these great chemical sensors that do a job. They can tell our body what we are in front of. But so our kidneys can also do a similar thing, and they can smell fatty acids and then adjust blood pressure accordingly.
Oh, I can smell a fatty acid coming.
I imagine
exactly.
Their voice, just like that.
It's amazing. Yes,
here it comes.
My kidney does sound like that. But this took me on to some more reading, which suggests that sperm also have a sense of smell and perhaps use it to navigate the nether regions.
Isn't that fascinating?
Which is amazing. Yeah.
So they say a lot of our mating is unconscious, and it is based on pheromones.
Yeah.
Smells that we can't consciously smell.
Yeah. So there's so much going on in our bodies. You know how you said you've got a pretty good sense of smell and you're a smeller. Like, I think what you're doing is you're awakening those olfactory receptors in a way that some people perhaps don't. We apparently are able to scent 1 trillion different odors. We've got these little receptors just waiting for them to
arise. It's a form
of
intelligence that we haven't I don't know any school in the world that teaches our children to use the intelligence of their nose. Perhaps it's new frontier. Who the hell knows? I've got some calls coming in about your favourite smells or smells that just are evocative for you. I've got Feth, from Ferntree Gully. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You had a smell that you wanted to share.
Yeah, it is. I used to go out with my girlfriend, and she has a special mixed smell of nicotine and also perfume. And it is becoming a signature smell in my memories, and I can only remember her face or the places we have been when I smell that for a short period of time. But after the smell is gone, I can't recall that memory.
That's really fascinating. Now, Feth, they say that a lot of people actually struggle to give up smoking because it reminds them of someone that they once loved. You know, so I hope that hasn't been, you know, the problem for you.
But no, yeah, it hasn't.
Yeah. There you go. Fascinating. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Feth.
One of my favourite perfumes, Danny, is one that has a kind of cigar-y smell along with pear mixed together. It's an Annick Guittal one. We're talking about your senses of smell here. Viv, my apologies. I pushed the wrong button there. My apologies. Oh, God. Okay, you're on Afternoons. Give me 2 ticks.
You drive me crazy. I can't live without you.
I'm not sure I understand.
This National Science Week, the ABC is asking about your relationship with your smartphone.
Are we headed for a dystopian nightmare?
Or a technological utopia?
Or are we just a bit distracted?
Sorry, what?
Australia's biggest smartphone survey. Get involved today.
abc.net.au/scienceweek.
On Afternoons, we're talking about memories, particularly about food. Are there any foods that you would love to spend the rest of your life just sniffing? Danny Valance in here with us, cook and writer. What about Joe from Bendigo? Hello,
yeah,
Joe.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you.
I've got a memory, which I'd long forgotten, and it was only because of your segment that it's come to mind. When I was a kid, an aunt gave me a T-shirt, and it had a pizza, image of a pizza on it. It was one of those scratch and sniff.
Of course.
Yeah, and I've never seen them again, and it smelt of pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. I've got the grape one in my mind. I've got them all. I totally forgot about them. Thanks for the reminder.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Vivian there. Do you remember Scratch and Sniff?
I do. I do remember them. Yeah, those weirdly fake flavours.
I don't know. I really liked them, which probably, you know, I don't know. As a child,
Time and a place, and it's, you know, that happy memory of getting the present and
strawberry shortcake,
bubblegum.
Virginia from Gippsland, what's your food memory smell?
Well, I haven't got one because I haven't got any sense of smell at all.
Did you never have a sense of smell, or did it go?
No, it went, which is yuck, awful.
What happened,
and
Virginia?
I had a infection in my nose. Mm. It came from a tooth root, and so it was very deep, and and yeah, it just went.
Do you think it will come back?
No, because I can get a bottle of ammonia.
Oh gosh!
And deeply smell it, and all I can feel.
Don't do
I
that
can
again.
I can feel a sort of a hit in my head, but I can't smell anything.
Do you feel like it's locked away some of your memories?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. It's interesting, though, because my husband and I have our grandchildren living with us. And when I cook, I just yell out, I want a nose. I need a nose.
Someone come and bring me your nose.
Yeah. Yes. And they've both got wonderful noses. Aww. So I get a nose. It's like calling for little dogs.
Yeah, that's amazing. Virginia, I wonder if you'll have another sense that becomes more important to you. Like, I wonder if when you've lost that scent, whether your sight or perhaps your ears will start.
No.
No, no.
I have no sense of, I have a very poor sense of taste as a result.
Yeah, it would definitely make a difference.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I actually used to teach psychology at Monash, so it was a double hit not knowing what I'd actually lost.
But you were your own subject. Gosh. Oh, Virginia, thanks for calling. I'm sorry to hear that. I am.
I think I'll survive. I think
certainly
good
will.
Life about it.
Yeah.
You never know. Too. I wonder, do you ever dream about smells, Virginia?
I can. If I think deeply enough, I can sort of evoke smell. Because I know that, you know, it doesn't just exist. As an immediate thing, but it does exist as a memory as well, as a trace in your brain.
Fascinating. Yeah. Virginia, thank you for your call.
Virginia would be a great subject for somebody to study in this field. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another unusual story, Lee from Macedon says that some years ago my dad had a kidney removed and has had no sense of smell ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
Which sort of speaks to that theory.
Yeah.
Cheryl of Moorabbin says, Claire, my mother's cooking is what does it. Cooking on Saturday afternoons, always her German cake and sponges. No longer have the recipe, but I had to have some yeast. Sometimes she used Dad's beer. It's the closest thing. Eltman's crumb cake in New York. That's the closest thing. Gosh,
wow.
People often travel very, very far for a food that reminds them of something, don't they?
Yes, definitely.
We actually spoke about that last week. I was saying how of a Friday I'll quite up and drive on the other side of town to buy a loaf of bread that, you know, our family friends have always bought on a Friday.
Nice. I love that. Yeah.
I've got plenty more calls. You're on Afternoons. Danny Valent is here. We're speaking about smells and why they can be so powerful in our emotions. Right now, I'd love to hear from those of you who have some food-related stories about smells, but I've got Brett here who's got a superpower. Hello, Brett of Port Melbourne.
Hey, how are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, now probably about 10 years back now, I think, or a little bit more. We're going camping out in the country and car in front of me had my mate and his partner there, and she was putting lip gloss on.
Hmm.
And I smelt their lip gloss picking up from where we're both doing about 80 k's an hour in the car, and I was in the car probably 50 metres away, but I was able to pick up that smell. So I was wondering why I can that happens.
I think it's a very interesting question. I think some of it, I mean, Brett, neither of us are neuroscientists, and we don't really know, but as someone who shares your superpower.
Yes, I want to know how you knew. Like, did you then overtake them and they were putting the lip gloss on? Or
no, we're on the phone.
Ah,
and
okay.
I said, is she putting lip gloss on? They said yes.
That's interesting. I mean, maybe there was a sound that you heard that triggered that memory. Because
lip smacking.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, I was just wondering, why is that normal? And
it's not normal. No. I'm prepared to say that, even as a non-neuroscientist, it's very special.
I also get it when I'm in, like, at the set of lights, I'll smell people having cigarettes in the cars. And I also get the smells that are really bad that dogs seem to like, but I don't. So I always cop really bad smells and notice them, and no one else does.
Wow.
Brett, I've got a similar phenomenon. Maybe your sense of smell intelligence is just much more developed than other people's. Maybe you are one of the people who the scientists will have to study as well.
Maybe I need a perfume company to work for so I can smell for them.
You know that there's an enormous amount of money to be earned in that field. Now, Brett, you probably know, but there are only about 7 noses in the world, they say.
Yeah, I don't know where to look for them anyway. So.
I think they're in France, I'm sure.
We were in Paris, and we were walking along a little neighbourhood street and looked down, and there were these basement windows, and it was a perfumery where there were people sniffing cards, and they had little potions. He needs to go there.
Go on.
Anything in Australia? Make it easy for me.
I'm going to keep a nose out.
Thanks, Brett.
I'll sniff it out.
Yes, you probably will.
Boom, boom. I wish I had a drum roll here. Thanks, Brett. Brett from Port Melbourne. I want to read a couple more texts. Smell of rain. Smell of rain on the hot road or the hot earth is the most Australian smell, says Joyce. Summer thunderstorms. My daughter, who's overseas, says that it reminds her of Australia.
Mm.
We've spoken about a lot of happy memories to do with smell. It's not always happy, according to this research, though, is it? I mean, it can...
No, I mean, it's memory and it's emotion, so those things aren't always going to be rosy. Sometimes they're going to be quite traumatic and sad. So yeah, there's one person I read there, if they smelt diesel, they were transported instantly back to a war zone. And, yeah, obviously not a happy memory. So, yeah, it's being able to smell very well is not always going to take you to a happy place.
I'm going to just sort of say some smells and you tell me what it reminds you of.
Okay? Whoa, mastermind on the spot.
1, 2, 3. Vanilla essence.
Oh, I just saw my spice drawer, so I think I must have spilt some in there.
Star anise.
Walking into an Indian restaurant or perhaps a temple where they've got bowls of spices.
Pine cones.
A forest in Holland where it was the only hill in Holland because it's very flat country.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, I'm smelling it on a person. So I don't know. I feel like I've got my nose nuzzled into somebody's neck and I'm not sure whose it is.
We just need to record this and it will be your first stream of consciousness, like, hit novel. Like,
yeah.
That is so beautiful. Danny Vallon, thank you for sharing some of your memories and this research with us. Really interesting.
Yeah, pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
You can find Danny Vallant on all the socials, Dani, surname Valent. She does great pictures.